You've been listening to a wonderful song with the Praise Strings called Glorify Thy Name. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. We began our program with the Christ Church Choir, soloist Marlis Krohn, and the song entitled We Bring Praises. Coming up later in our program, we're going to be sharing a devotional on how God pursues us with His goodness. Our scripture today will be the 23rd Psalm, one of the most favorite of all of the Psalms of David. And the last verse talks about how goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. We're going to talk a little bit about how that word follow really means to pursue us. God pursues us with His goodness all the days of our lives. We'll be talking about that a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's ask for God's blessing and for His anointing on this program today. Heavenly Father, we are here to glorify Your name, to lift You up, and to sing praises of adoration and worship to You today. Thank You, Lord, for Your love for us, for pursuing us with Your goodness, for accomplishing at the cross of Calvary what we never could accomplish. That's the payment of the debt for our sins. Thank You for accepting our belief in Jesus and His sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary as full payment for our sins, and that we can stand in Your presence today clothed with His righteousness, cleansed from the penalty of our sin. Lord, we do thank You for that, and we worship You today here at A Call to Worship. And I pray, Lord, that if there's someone listening today who has never experienced the freedom of knowing that their sins are forgiven, and that You are pursuing them because of Your love, with Your goodness and Your mercy, I pray that they might feel Your Holy Spirit today speaking to them through the songs and the scripture we'll share, the wonderful 23rd Psalm. Heavenly Father, we do worship You today. That is our total purpose in being here, Lord, and that's to lift You up in praise and adoration. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Father, we do thank You for the songs that have been written all about Your amazing grace and how we can step into Your presence today knowing that our sins are forgiven. So today we continue with music here on A Call to Worship as we step into Your presence. And where You are is holy ground. And we are standing on holy ground when we're in Your presence worshiping You, because You are here. And where You are, Lord, it is holy. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now, for we are standing in Your presence here on holy ground.
This is holy.
are standing in your presence, dear Lord, and this is holy ground. Music there by the Hosanna Singers. Two songs, Holy Ground and We Are Standing on Holy Ground. In the background, it's Mary Beth Carlson and Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. And coming up in just about a minute, I'm going to share with you probably one of the most favorite of all the Psalms of David, Psalm 23. And now let me share with you one of what is probably the most favorite psalms in the Bible, Psalm 23. Today I'll share it with you from the New International Version. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The Lord is my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. A table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with precious oil. My shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My Savior and King forever with Him. Forever with Him.
I'd like to share with you a little poem that I've had for a number of years, written by Lois Kendall Blanchard. It's entitled, If Jesus Came to Your House. Listen to this. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know that you would give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him that you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they had been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? Or would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing, and read the books you read, and let Him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have Him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope that they'll stay away until His visit ends? Would you be glad to have Him stay forever, on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when He at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ, in person, came to spend some time with you.
What would you do for a king if he won all the battles he went out to fight and returned as a hero on a starlit night to a cheering crowd? Would it make you proud? And what would you do for a king if he kept every promise that he'd ever made? Would you get out the ticker tape and lead a parade, a society ball? Would you care at all? Kings always seem to me as such grand, imposing men, so full of stature, full of power, so much authority in every word they say. I never thought I was quite the type, but I'd still love to meet one someday. And what would you do for a king if he came to your door? Would you ask him in? Would you tell him how much you admired him? Do you think you dare? Would you be too scared? Most kings don't seem to know much about the common man, too far removed and set apart. I cheer with thousands, we blend into our roar. Another face in an endless crowd, is that all I really am? Just one more. So what would you do for a king if he saw you fishing out by the sea and he walked up to you and said, "Follow me, it's time you know"? Do you think you'd go? And what would you do for a king if he took off his crown and agreed to die, and as you tried to understand it, he looked you in the eye and said, "This is for you"? Well, what would you do?
Listening to A Call to Worship and Praise, I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a wonderful song by Steve Amerson called "What Would You Do for a King?" And of course, the king he's talking about is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, a king who died for you, who purchased your salvation, who paid the penalty for your sins. What would you do for a king like that? That's quite a song, isn't it? In the background right now, we're listening to a medley of songs by the Dimash Orchestra and Panpipes, beginning with the song In the Garden, I Come to the Garden Alone. What a wonderful old chorus that is. We'll also hear the song Sweet, Sweet Spirit, and then we'll wind up with Near to the Heart of God. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, our devotional today will be on God pursuing us. Earlier in our broadcast, we shared with you the 23rd Psalm. And that last verse of the 23rd Psalm says that, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. We're going to be talking about how that word follow in the 23rd Psalm really means pursue. God is pursuing us with his goodness. When David composed the conclusion of that poem, he knew well the richness of its meaning in that last verse. Surely goodness and love will follow me or will pursue me all the days of my life. The Hebrew word for follow is most often translated in the Bible to chase or to pursue. What an incredibly delightful way to think about God. All my life, every day, in stress and at ease, in work, at play, in sickness and in health, God is actively pursuing me with his goodness. We'll be talking more about that a little later on in our broadcast. Briefly, I want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. It's the support that we receive from people like you that keep us on the air. Now, we don't know if we're going to be able to continue into next year. This year, we had to change our supporting ministry so they could distribute our program to stations all over the country. We've also added the program on our website so you can actually listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. And there are a lot of expenses that go along with maintaining that. So I want to thank you for your faithful support of Call to Worship whenever you can. And by the way, we have something new out. If you have a smartphone or a tablet, you can now listen to Call to Worship on that smartphone or that tablet. We've got apps that you can download which will permit you to do that. All you need to do is to go to the main website for The Dove. It's simply www.thedove.us. www.thedove.us. And on that website, on the right, you'll find a little box that talks about how you can download an app or an application so that you can listen to Call to Worship on your smartphone or your tablet, something like that. And of course, as I mentioned, we do have Call to Worship available on our website at calltoworship.us. You can click on Open in a New Window, and the program will play for you right there on your computer. So I hope you'll stop by, check us out. Lots of other good things on that website, including a complete list of the artists that we use on a particular Sunday, a list of all the stations that carry the program if you're going to listen in that way. And also, by the way, that little reading I did earlier called If Jesus Came to Your House, I posted that on the website. You can download that reading as well. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And our mailing address, if you can send us a gift that way, is simply Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this medley that we've been listening to in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song entitled Near to the Heart of God. Thank you.
in my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet he's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, he was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to him, and I see once again, he's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, his love and mercy I see.
I see.
Though in my
from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Earlier in our broadcast today, we shared with you the 23rd Psalm. Again, let me share just two verses from that Psalm, Psalm 1 and Psalm 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the goodness pursuit. The 23rd Psalm, penned from the shepherd heart of David, is among the most beloved of any passage in Scripture. Many Christians memorized it during childhood and can accurately recite it throughout their life. Perhaps its appeal lies in its simplicity and the beautiful illustration of God's near and dear care of His people. It is not a passage that lends itself to thorough theological study, but even a slight investigation of the last verse reveals a major facet about the goodness of God. When David composed the conclusion of this poem, he knew well the richness of its meaning. Verse 6, as we shared with you, said, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." This was not mere sentimental thought or a pleasant, cheerful way to end a heartfelt psalm. What David had in mind was an understanding and lavish presentation of God's goodness. The Hebrew word for follow is most often translated to chase or pursue. David used it several times in his writings, and almost invariably, an unusual intensity accompanies its usage. The books of Samuel chose the word repeatedly to describe Saul's unrelenting hounding of David. So when David speaks of God's goodness following us throughout our lives, it literally means that God is actively pursuing us, chasing us down with goodness. God is after you, never to condemn you, but to continually show just how good and merciful He is. God's goodness has a spiritual radar locked on your heart, and He is constantly releasing streams of blessings your way. What an incredibly delightful way to think about God. All of my life, every day, in stress and at ease, in work and at play, in sickness and in health, God's goodness is unceasing. I've spent too many years with an entirely different picture of God. Oh, I knew He was good, but I thought He dispensed His blessings in a far more measured manner. I could tap into His goodness on occasion, but the thought of God actually hunting me down with His benevolence was a completely alien concept. I had no idea that God loved me that much. I know I'm not alone in this thinking. I'm afraid that most of us find this notion of God a bit unbelievable. I understand such reasoning, but the encouraging truth of God's word is straightforward. God is so good that He has arranged immeasurable ways to express His goodness to you. Let me suggest this mental and spiritual exercise to help transform your attitude about the goodness of God. Start your day with an affirmation that God is energetically pursuing you with His goodness. Now restate this truth several times a day and continue for several weeks. God is pursuing me with His goodness. You will build a new mindset that anticipates and recognizes the goodness of God. You will find that God's goodness is never dissipated or negated by distressing circumstances. And even in the most painful hour, His goodness is intensely pursuing you to comfort and strengthen your inner being. Stop pursuing what is actually trying to catch you. It is God Himself pursuing you with His goodness. Father, it does seem incredible that You are really actively pursuing me in order to lavish Your blessings with all their goodness and mercy heaped upon them. Plant this truth deep within my heart, so that in times of despair, I will not forget the magnitude of Your love for me. And remind me of that last verse of this wonderful psalm, that surely goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A pilgrim was I and a wanderer. In the cold night of sin I did roam, till Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I'm on my way back home. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Beside still waters and guards every step of my way. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me.
Great song there, a little country style with Buddy Green. Continuing our thought, though, about surely goodness and mercy shall pursue us all our days of our lives. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. It's very important. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And by the way, I posted that little reading I did earlier, If Jesus Came to Your House, on that website. You can print it out and keep it for yourself if you'd like. Lots of other good things on that website, too, so stop by and visit us if you would. Remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, we're going to wind up our time together now with a song. It's going to be done by two different groups, sort of different. First, we're going to hear from Bill Gaither and his chorale, and then we'll hear from the Tom Fetke Singers as we wind up with the song entitled God Leads Us Along. Have a great week. See you next week, right here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads